Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey, who I think, if given the chance, would divorce me, live somewhere with his bike and get married.
Yeah, to me bike.
To your bike.
I'll get married to my bike. Got 2 bikes now. Double bike. Hashtag double bike guy.
Selfish.
Can I just say to everyone in South Shields, specifically in the Northeast, no one yet has shouted bike guy at me while I'm on my bike. I know yous have seen us. I'm raging. I get smiles. I get waves. You know who I am. You know, bike, shout bike guy, or I'm going to kick right off.
Right. Firstly, that's the most arrogant thing I've ever heard in my life. And secondly, why do you assume everyone listens to the podcast? Yes, we've got 30 million downloads, but let's not,
Rosie,
brag about it. Maybe
I'm
not in South Tyneside.
I'm saying it into the podcast, so I'm not. I'm shouting at the people who are listening to it for not saying hello to us. If you don't listen to the podcast, you won't have heard what I just said.
What?
So you're saying don't assume everyone listens to the podcast. I'm not assuming everyone listens to the podcast. I'm assuming the people who are listening to my voice now are listening to the fucking podcast.
Yeah, but they might not all say you're on your bike.
Yeah, but the ones who do need to up the fucking game is me.
But
point.
Maybe it's none of the... Oh, yeah. What? Right. Hello. Welcome to the podcast.
It's episode... No, this is still the intro. It's episode 71, guys. Thank you, as always. Please continue to like, rate, and subscribe and all of that stuff. We'll love it. We'll love that you keep coming back. And the reason, let's be honest, you know, we've got an hour or whatever of stuff coming, but the reason you keep coming back is for the lucrative sponsors.
It's not because of that.
Fibs.
It's because of the shit hot topics.
Fibs.
Content.
Fibs.
People skip this.
Nah.
They do.
I won't have it.
That little 30-second button.
It doesn't appear. It doesn't appear until later on.
Skip de skip.
Nah.
Right, crack on.
This week's lucrative sponsor is...
Go on.
Hot dogs.
Had to go on your laptop for the word hot dogs. Did you forget?
No.
Did you forget?
No, there's a bit of a script I've been
hot
sent.
Hot dogs. Okay, great. Yep.
Hot dogs. Yeah. Hey.
You've been sent a bit of script. You've
I got
been
sent by hot dogs. By the people. The people in hot dogs. Oh. The centers are hard to get approved by lawyers
okay.
and everything.
Oh, right, great. Yeah.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Hey, what are they? No one knows. Are they nice? Sometimes.
No, they are nice.
Sometimes. Do they ever fit in the bun? Never.
No. Very rarely. No.
Well, why are they stored in some kind of water? No one knows.
It's briny.
How long do they stay in date for? Literally fucking years. Look at the sell-by date. You'll shit yourself.
Is this come about because we bought hot dogs yesterday in a vacuum-packed packet on a shelf, not in a fridge, on a shelf, and I was a little bit hesitant to buy them.
Yeah.
I was even more hesitant to buy them when I seen that they didn't go out of date for 3 years.
Yeah.
But we ate them and they were delicious.
Absolute
but
coincidence because I got sent this script yesterday from hot dogs.
Oh.
So total coincidence. Total coincidence.
What are hot dogs?
Yeah. What are they? No one knows.
They're delicious.
Hot dogs. Nature's mystery.
Mm. Do you
that's
know what?
That's the tagline.
Speaking of hot
nature's
dogs.
Nature's mystery.
Nature's mystery. Nature's offcuts.
What animal is it? Don't know, but it's definitely not a dog. That's all you need to know.
Could be.
No, it's not.
Who knows?
That's slander. I'll get them on. They'll be on to you.
Oh, great.
Hot dogs.
Can't wait. Do you know what I had for the first time
what?
A few years ago?
What?
A chili dog.
Right.
Oh, hey.
So hot dog with chili on?
Hot dog with chili on. Changed my life. It was absolutely
sounds like
beautiful.
I'll have to eat it in the bath. Sounds messy. I need to wash my face just thinking about it.
It was a bit messy. It was nice, though. It was on bonfire night.
What's that got anything?
Don't know.
Hot dogs available all year, especially bonfire night.
Mm-hmm.
Nature's mystery.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay, here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome to Back the... I'm a scat man. Anyway, welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed.
Other more professional podcast setups would have started again there, because that was literally right at the beginning of a bit. We just kept going.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
We are not Louis Theroux.
Yeah.
I love Louis Theroux, so that's not a dig.
It's just a lot more professional. It's not a dig. It's a compliment, Louis. It's a compliment. And you definitely don't listen to this. But yes, we're next in the charts.
Do you know who we are, though?
Who?
Louis Theroux.
Well, he probably looks and thinks, that's them. Who are those two?
Who are them? Northern chumps.
Fucking idiots who are just next to me in the charts, lowering my tone. Sorry, mate.
Sorry, Lou. Love you. Watched all your documentaries.
He might come and do a documentary where he lives with us. That would be good. Just lives with her. I can imagine me and you arguing and trying to get him to be like, Louis, isn't she right? Isn't it right? And he would do that thing where he goes really quiet.
He'd just stand there saying nothing.
And we'd be raging at each other.
He'd probably send us into some sort of like cave... man and woman
Would regress.
We'd go backwards.
I think he could kill each other. I think he could actually make us murder each other. That'd be fun.
Be interesting. So anyway.
Just one thing there on the intro when you said bonfire night, I just remembered something. We were on the Zoom the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And comedians.
Who was on the Zoom?
Comedians, Carl Hutchinson, Jason Cook, Scott Bennett, Phil Ellis, all on my Zoom. All great comics, check them out when the world is spinning again. when you do stand up, right? When you do it on the sort of circuit, especially they do it at the Edinburgh Festival quite a lot. So if ticket sales are down, they always pick. Like, Edinburgh Festival is notorious. They'll always, if ticket sales are down for your gig, it'll always be like, oh, well, it's raining. Oh, it is a Wednesday. Oh, the such and such is on. Mm. They always try and pick things. Right now, when you do a live gig, they do the same kind of things on the circuit. Like, if the crowd's a bit ropey, they'll be like, oh, well, you know, the Champions League was on last night, so people probably went out and watched that, so they didn't come tonight. Yeah. There's always really spurious reasons.
It's called trying to make yourself feel better.
Yeah. So one of the lads reminded us of a gig they were at, and they were waiting backstage to go on, and the compere went out, and he didn't have a great time. Apparently, you know, it wasn't anything to do with him. The crowd were a little bit ropey. It was a bit weird. And apparently, he walked back in and, like, pointed at the crowd and went, kh. Bonfire night. As if that made like a massive difference.
It was bonfire night.
So as if that affected the crowd, like, oh, they're in here, they want to be watching fireworks and fucking raging these lads. Bonfire night.
It's a 7-year-old in the he's gutted.
Really hard to do me jokes when they're all waving sparklers around writing their names in the air. Really, really hard that.
So actually, speaking of bonfire night, no, we slagged it off. Last week.
I always slag it off.
Somebody messaged in saying, really gutted that you slagged off bonfire night because it's my birthday as well. And I thought, well, there's two things I don't give a shit about.
Honestly, that is so good. It's amazing when people complain about stuff or say they're offended about stuff because they make it so personal to them. You're like, we didn't know it was your birthday, you fucking idiot. Whoever you are.
Can't believe you don't like bonfire night. That's my birthday.
Although now when I slag off bonfire night, in my head I can now be double chuffed about it because I could also go, it's bonfire night, which I hate, and it's that twat's birthday who emailed in.
There
so that's
go.
Double perfect.
Also as well, just backtracking a little bit, Trooping the Colour.
Yeah.
It's to celebrate the Queen's birthday as well.
Okay.
Two of the fuck she's got.
She's got two, yeah.
Exactly.
Her. Yeah.
Sorry, not having
good.
That like.
Well, good for that.
two things I hate.
Pancake Day. We didn't really have a go at Pancake Day. But
I like pancakes, you see.
No.
So I'll see you. One of them. I'm just as bad as everyone else. Don't know. I like pancakes. That can stay. No. And I'm Catholic as well. So right. It all ties
seconds.
Together.
That came second. Fucking hell. That was an afterthought. Catholic. Honestly. How dare you? You're a disgrace. I'm ashamed of you.
Sorry.
I'm going to throw holy water at you. I think you'll burn. How dare
After
you?
After this podcast, probably I.
Well, we feel a bit more cheery today.
You're a bit more cheery? No, we are. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've been really depressed this week. But the podcast, I leave it all at the door.
Yeah.
This is me therapy.
Well, I realised what the level of my depression's at. Do you know what level my depression's at?
What?
How I can measure it.
Okay.
I'm on a birthday cake a week.
You are.
I'm on
very
a birthday cake a week.
You really are.
No one knows what that means. I go to the shop when I go to the supermarket. You know, you might yourself, dear listener, you might go and get like a little pack of cookies or something, or you get a little chocolate bar. I get a birthday cake every time. Just get a birthday cake.
Do you know what I hate?
What?
I buy you one as well sometimes.
When Rosie goes to the shop without us, she'll buy a birthday cake and bring it back.
I'll tell you why.
Cafes are shut still as of the time of recording this podcast. Hopefully they're going to open this weekend. And you go to a cafe. I haven't been to a cafe or anywhere to sit out and eat for weeks, obviously, since the beginning of this all happened. Yeah, a slice of cake in a cafe. Just a slice, you know. Yeah. Maybe £3.50 or something like that.
I know.
Little birthday cake. Little nondescript, white birthday
like
cakes.
£6.
£6? Mm-hmm. It's about four slices. Honestly.
Four slices? Yeah, there's about 10 slices in there.
Depends normal slices. Are. But you know, in a cafe, you get a big door.
They're massive, yeah.
Oh, honestly. Birthday cake a week. Sometimes I even have them with custard.
I whatever's getting you through.
It is.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm on season 10 of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Sick of that, by the way.
Well, I know, but I love it, so.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy it.
And my accent has changed dramatically.
Now, yeah, I can tell when you've been watching it by the insults I get.
Ciao. Yeah, it's loads. It's great, I love it. Babadoo, 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 ba. I've had a bit of a rough week.
Rough week, yeah.
I told you about this, but I'm just going to tell the listeners now.
Okay.
So I had a bath the other day.
Yeah.
In the bath upstairs, which we don't usually go in because we've got a bath downstairs. Anyway, I went upstairs in the bath and, you know, because I'm a grammar, active grammar.
Active grammar, yeah.
Instagrammer. I thought, you know what, I'm going to put a picture of me in the bath.
Yep. Didn't go well, did it?
It did not go well at all.
You may not have seen this, dear listener. She's removed it now, but carry on.
So, put a picture of me in the bath, had me bath. Watched Real Housewives of Atlanta on the iPad. I was in there about 20 minutes. It was a long bath. Mm-hmm. Got out the bath, had a few messages. Rosie, you can see yourself in the reflection in the plug. Rosie, you can see. First one I got was, you can see yourself in the tiles.
Right, okay.
So I looked back at the picture and I was like, no, you can't.
Yeah.
I feel a bit ashamed. I messaged the person back going, you can't. What are you talking about?
You didn't tell us that.
I did. Yeah,
that's
I did. I feel a bit bad, actually.
Wow.
So I kept it on. And then I got a couple of more saying, it's in the plug thing.
Right.
Tits and all.
Not vag, but tits.
No vag, thankfully. Thankfully, there was loads of bubbles.
Yeah.
And I don't normally use that many bubbles. But thank the Lord, there was loads of bubbles.
So first of all, I'm annoyed on two levels. First of all, you're using too much bubble bath by the sounds of things. That stuff's not cheap, right? Secondly, you're not wearing that all-in-one bath suit I bought you to keep your modesty.
Damn it.
I'm really annoyed at that.
Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, that Amish bath, that Amish bath onesie I bought you.
The waterproof
the
bath
big
onesie.
Waterproof, yeah.
I'll never do that again, I'm sorry about that.
Unbelievable. Throwing money down the drain.
Wow. Honestly, I mean, that'll probably go.
Victorian changing garment.
So a lot of people saw my tits the other day.
Great.
But they didn't even look good, Chris. I've got okay boobs. I'm quite chuffed with my boobs. They're not too bad. But they looked horrific in this picture.
Can I just say, everyone in this whole smile world, every single listener now, is going to say what I'm going to say to you right now.
Yeah.
You've got real decent breasts.
Thank you. You've got decent breasts. Thank you so much.
So
they didn't look good on Instagram. Right. And I've took it down now.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, I'm glad you got some attention for the day. Did you apologise to the person who you basically slagged off?
No.
Right, good.
But she was wrong. It wasn't in the tiles.
Oh, you know, picking.
She was wrong because it wasn't in the tiles. I did get a lot of messages off people seeing that similar had happened to them.
Great.
Should I read a few out?
Right.
So, it was quite comforting, actually. Hi, Rosie. I didn't see the pic of you in the bath, but I'm sure you looked amazing. I mean, that's very, very kind.
This is disgusting. I'm going to be sick. Who is
please
this?
Please don't worry about it. I can assure you that the mortified feeling does go away. It has gone away now.
Yeah.
I'm over it now.
Got to own it, haven't you?
Yeah.
Just got to own it.
Yeah. I once got up. I mean, I don't think this person has 500,000 followers.
Right,
which
okay.
is, you know, it's a little bit more mortifying.
And it was on for 20 minutes.
It was on
20
for a
minutes.
Good 20 minutes.
You get high interactions.
It was a good 40,000 people probably saw it.
Great.
It's not great.
Great.
I once got up out of bed, very hungover, looked in the mirror, walked to the bathroom, pulled down my knickers, all the while on Facebook Live.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was only because my friend saw and called me that the six watchers only got to see a shot of my hungover face and my skanky knickers. So I thought that was quite funny.
Who's clicking on that and then watching it?
I don't know how it ended up even happening, if I'm honest.
That, I mean, that's like when someone arse-dials me, I always just, if they accidentally phone us, I will just hang it up immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But some people sit and listen.
Oh, I mean? Yeah.
So if someone accidentally FaceTimes you, I'll go, oh shit, I'm not supposed to say this. But some people are like, go on, get your skanky knickers out. Oh. Six perverts.
There's another one here that somebody sent me to make me feel better.
Yeah.
One of my oldest friend's sister is my brother's girlfriend. So that's just thinking. One of my oldest friend's sister
yeah,
is my brother's girlfriend.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So the other day, my brother and his girlfriend were looking after my friend's dog for her.
Got you.
My dad went over to drop something off for them and the dog ran out of the door and bit him on his knee. Not savage, but enough to break the skin.
Oh.
I know. So, my dad sent me a picture of the bit knee and my friend texted me to say she was mortified. We had a bit of a laugh about it and I forwarded her the pic of my dad that he'd sent me of his knee.
Got you.
Only after sending it to her did I realise that my dad must have been sat on the loo when he took the pic, because faintly in the background I could see his entire penis.
So she essentially sent her friend a dick pic from her dad. Phenomenal.
I was traumatised. Luckily, mine and my friend's conversation was on WhatsApp, so I was able to delete dad's dick pic before she saw it.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I love that.
That's great.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Speaking of trauma, Robin gave her a lovely little surprise in the middle of the night the other night.
He did indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially you.
Well, I had been, we got a curry, didn't we?
Yes, we did get
a
curry.
We got a curry from a local place in Celsius. It was lovely. And Robin had a chicken curry.
He's
four and he actually had chicken curry. And I was very proud.
Can we talk about how canny it was when he was eating it? That he was like, it's really spicy, mummy. We didn't stop eating it. He just had 3 gallons of water.
He was literally, mummy, get some water. It was like man versus food.
Yeah.
It
was a plain chicken curry. It wasn't spicy. He didn't actually have any sauce. He just had 3 bits of chicken.
And had a bit of the sauce on
it. A bit of a waste of money, actually. I'll not be doing that again.
I beg your pardon. I had it for me dinner the next day.
Oh,
it was amazing.
Did you? Oh,
how dare
that's
you?
Fair enough.
You're doing it every time.
All right, okay.
I'll have you know.
My word.
So he had that, and there was part of us thinking, should a four-year-old have that? But his constitution's amazing. I mean, he's eaten mussels since he was a kid. Like, I was, and then he just wanted water all the time.
Yeah.
Because he'd had, like, poppadoms and stuff, and he was thirsty. And, I mean, we're terrible parents. And I just had this idea that he was going to be sick in his sleep. And he came in our bedroom in the middle of the night, and we put a little pillow in the middle. And then I rolled over about 5 in the morning, and I glanced at his pillow, and I was like, oh, that's a pattern on that pillow. What pillow is that? Strange. Looks like sort of flowers, like dark red flowers. Rolled over. Then I was like, we don't have a dark red flower pillow. So I turned over and I looked and I was like, what the heck is this? And I thought immediately, curry, he's been sick.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to get rid of him because he can't handle these curries.
Yeah.
He's not a Ramsay. He's an imposter. I had a sniff of it at 5 in the morning. I don't know why.
Did you sniff it?
Yeah, I leant in and sniffed it. It was the first thing I did. I sniffed it because I couldn't.
That's weird.
Well, I was half asleep. I didn't even know if it was there.
Why didn't you turn the light on?
Because I'd have woke you both up.
I mean, didn't stop you waking us up anyway, but
well,
carry on.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
And I wanted to assess the situation. I had a sniff. I was like, that doesn't smell. So I just whipped the pillow off him and just left him there. Went to the bathroom. Big, massive splodges of blood.
Yeah.
Huge splodges of blood.
Mm-hmm.
Had a nosebleed in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
We've missed him ever since.
Okay. I came back through to you and I was like, what, there's blood all over his pillow. You were like, check his ears. Like half asleep, not knowing what was going on. Ruined that pillow.
Oh, I've had to chuck it away.
Now, this is what I haven't told you. You took the foam insert out of the pillow, then you tried to clean that foam pillow in the bath and it all just fell apart. Mm-hmm. And it was like this soaking, half-fallen apart pillow. Have you noticed it's gone from the bath?
Oh, did you move it?
So I got rid of it.
Yeah.
But it was soaking wet, so I couldn't carry it through the house
without
like putting it in some plastic bags.
Where'd you put it?
So instead of putting it in some plastic bags, and I hope none of the neighbours saw, I just opened the bathroom window and threw it onto the drive.
You didn't. No, you didn't.
I swear to God. I was like, I'll put it in these carrier bags. Oh, I'm wasting carrier bags. This is terrible. I'd save the environment. So I just opened the window.
Where is it now?
It's in the bin.
Oh,
but I threw it like over the orangery and onto the drive. Yeah. And it was.
You're such a busybody.
Like, oh, I did you a favour?
No, I know, but I mean, to be fair, I didn't even realise it had gone.
You're a disgrace.
But I would have moved it.
Unbelievable.
You're such a busybody.
Honestly.
But just to let you know, Robin is fine. It was just a nosebleed.
Just a nosebleed. Brought
probably
on
from
by...
his curry.
No, brought on by dry air, apparently. Look, it's not curry. You can handle his curry, though. He's not a Ramsay.
Speaking of Robin, mm-hmm. our little boy, have you noticed this week what he's been calling me quite often?
Rosie.
No.
Oh, no, he's yeah. Dull.
Dull. Just keeps calling us
I'm
dull.
Not
out of nowhere.
This.
Mammy, you are so dull.
I'm not behind this. I don't know where he's got
oh,
it from.
Oh, you're not? Because where's I he got swear. That from?
Dull's not, it dull isn't a word I would go to. You can tell by how funny I think it is. It's not a word I would have went to.
Well, I was very shocked by this and I thought, you know, he doesn't know what it means. He's heard it somewhere and he's thought it's a naughty word because he's obsessed with swear words at the minute.
Yeah.
And I've just thought, he just doesn't know what it is. So I went, oh, well, okay then, that's fair enough. I went, do you know what dull means? Without missing a beat. It means you're boring. I was like, thank you.
Well, he's a clever kid. Thesaurus. He knows exactly what's going on.
So someone's been calling me dull it's behind my back.
Rosie, can I just tell you, if it was from me, it wouldn't be dull. I'd have picked anything
really?
Else. Yeah, lazy, stupid, born idle, messy, untidy.
But not dull.
Shite at stuff. A bitch. Any of them.
But not dull.
Biggest
I'd
mistake
rather be
I ever
all
made.
Of them. Oh, wow. Wow, yeah. Huge mistake,
see,
mate.
Any of them.
Yeah, sitting on your top podcast, your biggest mistake of your life. Yeah.
50% mine.
50% oh,
mine.
Oh, hey, tell you what. Dull? Honestly, he's got any idea, has he? Little does he know.
He's got
I'm
a point.
So exciting. I am. Do you know what it is? He's bang on at the minute, like, I'm dull as dishwater.
Well, can I just point out to the dear listener now that you are currently sitting with a shawl on you while doing it? So... Never has a duller
and a
thing happened.
On my lap.
Yeah, you got a shawl on round you and a blanket on your lap. Yeah,
oh,
you got slippers on?
I have got slippers on.
You got slippers on as well. Dull as dishwater.
Damn it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello there. Is that Mr. Christopher Ramsay that I've gotten through to here?
Oh, what's happening here?
Now then.
Is this a new... Hello?
Hello there. Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
My name is Pooshay Plod. And I am...
Plod, you went with Plod.
That's my name. PC.
Wow.
Paul Plod.
Paul Plod.
Poo-poo. I'm calling you from the Huckleberry Finn police station near Huckleberry.
Right, yeah.
I'm just calling regarding an incident last week.
Right, this accent.
You really sprang this upon me, actually. wasn't going to do this week, but I started, so I'll finish. So I'm calling regarding an incident that happened last week with one of our residents in our sheltered accommodation.
Right, yeah.
Mrs. Belinda Beef.
is terrible. Come on.
I've been told that you were on the line. Yeah. Whilst this altercation happened with her son, Mr. Barrius Beef. Is this correct?
Right, yeah, I do remember this, yes.
Well, thankfully nothing serious happened.
Good.
She is down a few pesetas, we've been told. But everything other than that is all right. I just wanted to know, just to tick it off my list, is everything okay, Lauren?
The worst.
Wish I'd wrote a script. Not gonna lie.
Pick a different name. Pick a different accent.
Listen, it's a very popular name within the squads. PC Plod.
Plod squad. Everything's fine. Yes.
Okay.
I would like to put some kind of injunction against the entire Beef family, so none of them can phone or get
well,
in contact.
Well, listen,
ever again.
I can send you to a different department. Unfortunately,
no.
I do not deal with that myself.
Oh, I can't.
There'll be someone getting in touch with you
Foxy.
Next week regarding your induction. Have a lovely day.
Oh, God.
All right. Drugs are for mugs.
Yeah.
Just drink.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
What now then?
Oh, fuck. See. So not only did I have to put up with that, and I'm just apologise to this now, I've now set up another one for next week.
What happened last week? The police are involved. Chris, this is serious. This family tell you what, I wouldn't want to be around.
You see
this
what I
family.
Live with, everyone. You see what I live with. Honestly, like, you might think this is for the podcast, but now and then around the house, you get in a stupid mood and does something like this, and you can't make it stop. You've just got to let it run its course. Honestly. You guys are lucky because you can skip that, what just happened. I had to fucking sit through that. Jesus.
What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? Beef. Beef it up.
What's your beef?
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, my beef with you this week is,
as
you've probably noticed, I hope you have noticed, we are currently in the middle of a global pandemic.
What?
Yeah. It's very important at the moment to keep yourself, like, hygiene, personal hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, wash your hands, mm-hmm. hand sanitize, wear masks, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You say you're all over it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can you tell me why you keep watering down the hand soap in the bathroom? Because I don't think this is the right time to be doing that.
Right. Just to get the last little bits out.
No. It's not how it works, Chris.
Right.
It's not how it works. You can't be watering down soap during a global pandemic. This is the one time where you can't be a cheapskate and you might just not get to eke out the most of that soap.
Do you wet your hands before you wash them?
Yes.
I put a tiny bit of water in, I shake it about, I squirt that straight in, I don't put the tap on, I just use that. That is my water to wet the hands.
Well, you didn't tell me how to do that.
Well, you should have worked it out yourself. PC.
I still think
blood.
Still think it's ridiculous. Stop watering it down. I'm well stocked up on hand soap.
Right. Okay.
Okay. I'll, stop it.
You know what it is? I will accept this beef because it is also in the realm of public safety.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it.
Right.
Fair enough.
Stop it.
Congratulations. I'm lying down and letting you have that beef.
Thank you.
You ready?
Just want to quickly.
Oh God.
Relish in this moment. Okay, thank you.
Well, I was relished enough. That was good.
I feel good.
Never knew what a relish sounded like. That's it.
That's it.
My beef with you this week is I went to the That London last week.
Yeah, and I was hosting
the one show all week.
Week off life, that's what I would call that.
Working.
Hardly. The show's half an hour long.
It's every night though.
And actually,
apart from Wednesday,
it's got a lot of segments in it. So you do about 12 minutes of presenting on that show. Pathetic.
I was away for a week.
Mm.
Whilst away, and since I've been back, you have openly admitted to me something I've had a suspicion about for years. You openly admitted to me that when I am here, you do fuck all. You openly admitted, you said, Chris, when you're not here, I just do stuff. I get up, I fetch things, I clean things, I tidy things. But Chris, when you're here, I just don't bother. I just sit on me arse.
I didn't say that.
I've known it for years, and
you
finally admitted it.
Yeah.
Finally.
Listen, I love you. Let's hold hands. I do love
you.
I do love you, and it's really nice, and I'm happy to be married to you.
Right.
But I'm just better when you're not here.
Wow.
No, I am.
Wow.
I work better. Got a little system going.
Right, well,
you get in me way. You get in me
what,
way.
So your answer is to just do fuck all because I slightly get in your way?
No, because you'll just do it anyway. You are the epitome of busybody. Yeah, you'll do it. What, mate?
Just don't do it because bloody muggins will do it.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Well, it's true.
Glad you admitted it for all the people to listen to.
I'm glad too.
Scum.
How does that make me scum?
Because it does.
Because you're a busybody.
You're pulling your weight.
No, you would just do it anyway. So I just think, well, let him do it. Why should I waste me?
Do it first.
Why should I do it all?
Why should
I take the bins out when Chris will just take the bins out? There's no, like, why? Do you know
Honestly,
what I mean?
That pillow would still be in that bath up there now.
Not causing any harm.
If it wasn't for me.
No one would see it.
It's a bloodstained, knackered fucking memories foam pillow. And it would now be your bath pillow. You would just lie on it
while
you're
in
there. Tell
you what, might have covered me tits up, mightn't it? I blame you for that. Could have used that pillow. Save me blushes.
Fair point.
I tell you what. See? Gets you nowhere, this life that you lead.
Fair enough.
Let's shake.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
And the cues from the pews. And the pews with the cues. And the cues from the individuals.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you.
As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Again, I don't want to repeat it all the time and make it sound insincere, but we are so so happy that you still get in touch by your thousands. Even during this time, you're taking the time to message us and ask us questions and give us stuff. We genuinely love it. Thank you so, so much. And a massive thank you so far to everyone who has had stuff read out and things before as well, because you genuinely make this podcast, you help make this podcast what it is, and we can't thank you enough. So shagmarinord@gmail.com if you want to get in touch.
I want to say that too, genuinely, because I just can't believe people still listen to us rambling on
crazy,
week after week. So thank you so
love
much.
It. Thank you.
Love yous. Okay, this first question here, I've done the questions this week, by the way,
oh,
guys.
It's so nice when someone else does the questions.
I know.
It really is lovely when you do the questions. I've got the rest of this podcast surprise and to be entertained. Mm-hmm. This is great. And
should I put on a Cilla Black accent?
No more accents, thank you.
Surprise!
No,
surprise.
No. And that wasn't. I don't know what that
I
was. It
sounded
like
was.
Borat.
I know. Right, this one is a little bit COVID related.
Lovely.
So you know, sticking with the times.
Just what we need.
Sorry, but just to drag you on back. What's
I
that?
I thought this the other day.
I keep getting up, but then they pull me back.
Just when
in.
I thought I was out, they pull me back in. Yeah, Godfather 3. Yeah. You don't
I
know
like
what
doing
any
quotes,
you...
but I never know what they are to the like to the letter or oh, to God. The word. I don't know them very well, but I like to do them.
Right.
Do you know? It's like sayings. You know, I like to do sayings and stuff, right. But I never fully know what they are.
Right. Yes. Yes,
kill two birds with one stone, that kind of thing. Again. I know that one off by heart. Again. I know that one really well.
Again, guys, this is what I live with. Yeah. When I was doing the questions last week, it was strange because I wanted to go really far back and read questions, but then some of them I was angry that
Why?
They'd been well, I was angry that they were sent from someone who didn't know about all this because it was from the past. You know what I mean? There were like things like I was in a restaurant the other day, I was like, fuck you. And I was just skipping the question.
Like happy. Remember when we were happy?
Yeah.
Do you remember? Anyway, well, this'll cheer you up because it's quite it's COVID related, but it made me chuckle.
Okay,
because there was two people during COVID. Mm-hmm. There was two ways of dealing with COVID.
Yes, yes, yes.
And this is not us.
Got you.
Let's put it that way.
Let's go.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please may I remain anonymous for this story.
We'll see.
Me and my best friend, who grew up together up north.
Oh, nice.
Both 27, sorry. Live together in London now. And as it's just the two of us during lockdown, a top floor flat with no garden.
Oh, bless
you. Oh, bless. Have become incredibly codependent. This means we have scheduled family time video calls with both families. And this week's call with my housemate's family was slightly odd, as her mum and dad, who live in the same house, usually appear on a call together. But last week they joined separately. Thinking nothing of it, we chatted away with her sister, no problem. So they're normally on the call with her friends.
Yeah, they're sitting next to each other on
yes,
camera, yeah,
but they're not.
They came
they're
on separate calls.
Separate rooms, okay. Separate calls, okay? You're going to love this.
Right.
Later that night, we found out why. My housemate received a drunken message from her dad explaining that her mum and dad were in the middle of a blazing row and couldn't be in the same room, hence the separate calls.
Excellent.
He said that whilst checking on their caravan, my housemate's mum saw an old friend, we will call her Betty, and ... gave her a hug. Her dad could not believe this blatant spur-of-the-moment thoughtlessness and disregard of social distancing and therefore has now enforced a 7-day separation.
Go on, son!
He has insisted they live separately in different parts of their 3-bed house for the next week.
Wow.
To make matters worse, he also took to Facebook and announced he will be enforcing a 2-metre rule despite Boris's loosening of the rules and reinforcement of his views came in the encouragement from his friend implying people who can't follow the rules will see the laws of natural selection pretty soon.
Wow.
Me and my friend are seeing this as a very stubborn, funny argument as her mum is refusing to talk to her dad now after his enforced 7-day separation in the same house and Facebook shaming her.
Wow.
Her dad, who usually does the cooking, is now cooking for himself alone.
Fucking hell, this guy rules with an iron fist.
I know. Big question here. Is her dad right to be so critical or was this just a silly mistake and he should let it go?
Oh
and Chris,
God.
What would you do if Rosie hugged an old friend?
I am
right now?
Just so jealous that this man's got so much power in his own house.
Yeah.
I'd give anything for that kind of power.
Yeah.
You don't fucking listen to me. Neither does Robin. I'm enforcing a ban. Oh yeah, good. Well, you're in the spare room, dickhead, not me.
And Chris, like, I'd be quite glad of a ban right now. If we didn't have to co-parent, we'd have been separate rooms ages ago during all this.
Oh, God, again, you don't want to go, it'll be fine, because you'll just get emails going, how dare you? But I love that he Facebook shamed her.
That, I think it's the Facebook shaming. And don't get me wrong, it's really hard because, you know, you shouldn't really be hugging strangers
now. It must have just been muscle memory. You know?
Yeah.
You can't forget about it. Some people are putting their head in the sand so much. And, you know, I don't watch the news for loads. And I put my head in the sand. And there are moments when some days I can get up and I can get a good half an hour and then go, oh, fuck, yeah, there's a pandemic. Yeah. Like, I can just get on me day.
Yeah.
And they are nice, quite nice little moments. So she might have just had one.
She's just forgot. I think you're totally right. I think it is muscle memory.
Yeah.
And I think as Brits especially, we are so programmed to be overly well-mannered that I'm finding it really hard. When I see people in the shops or something or in the street at the minute, I'm like, hello, hey.
It's weird, isn't it? To try and keep it.
Yeah, so I think you should let this one slide. I think he's being a little bit overdramatic about it.
But I've got to say, I admire his resolve. Mm. I'm impressed that he's got that much power in his house. I'm impressed he's listening. I'd like to know what the setup is. He's not cooking our meals anymore. That's cold.
I know.
I mean, he could cook them and leave. If it was the other way around, he could cook them and just leave them at our door like a prison.
No, he's raging. He is raging that she's...
He'll be one of the ones who, in the supermarket, like... hides when they see you coming. Have you not noticed that there's kind of no middle ground anymore in public?
Yeah.
When you go in the supermarket and stuff, there's either people who are like hiding, don't make eye contact, I'll catch it.
Yeah.
Or can I have that chewing gum when you're finished with it?
Yeah. I told you about the woman in Tesco, didn't I?
No.
She was on the self-scanner before me and I was obviously stood back on the lines. Yeah. She turned round and went to leave and just coughed. I think it had something in her throat cup, but didn't cover her mouth or nothing. I was just like, is this?
Yeah.
What,
I mean, that's bad before
that's
this.
That's bad in general.
Yeah. People who just cough randomly in public, awful, who don't cover their mouths. Mm. It's the people who I've had in the past, I've had people cough into their hand, like, oh, hello, mate, and then stick their hand out to shake it. And I'm like, mate, how are?
Yeah.
And it's the straight out of the toilet, wiping their hands on their leg, handshake. Chris Ramsey, good to meet you. No, that's not.
Have they washed their hands?
I don't know, but they've touched the toilet door. I've always been a bit like this, a bit strange. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is second nature to you.
Well, transferal of dirt and transferal of germs is always my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know where it's going and where it ends up, and I play it out in my head. So I can get my head around it a bit more. I mean, I'm not like this guy. I'm not going to lock you away for 7 days, although I'd bloody love to.
I know, but I actually think you... Remember that advert? Where I think it was for like a cleaning product, I can't remember exactly what it was, but she put a bit of chicken on the bench and
on the
it was
counter.
Like,
oh,
yeah, loads
I
of
hated that advert.
No, but then
so
it was like bright colour, and I think that's how you see the world.
Yeah. I see the germ, and then I see where it ends up. Yeah.
Why did you hate that? I thought it was quite a good advert.
What was she? Keep rubbed a manky bit of chicken, it just made us want to be sick. She rubbed a manky bit. Now, I remember it was about it was slagging off dishcloths, wasn't it? It was your dishcloth's full of germs, and she just had a fucking chicken breast, and she was wiping it on the Bairns high chair. That was the advert, wasn't it? I'm sure it was a dental advert. It was minging.
A bit of chicken,
It was literally, because that was the joke. The joke was, whatever you've just wiped is in your dishcloth.
All right.
And so it was like, and now it wasn't even a dishcloth anymore. It was a manky bit of chicken, and she was just rubbing it on her high chair, the kids' faces.
I'd have loved to be in that meeting. What's the worst thing you could have on your dishcloth? Ooh, germs. Ooh, a chicken breast. A raw chicken breast. Great. Yes. We're going with that, Roger.
This is Roger, guys. He's just came out of prison and joined the team. What was your idea, Roger? A chicken. She just rubs a raw chicken.
Yeah.
Okay, Roger. You go and get yourself a coffee when you get rid of Roger.
Yeah, he's vegan now, actually.
I'm just not fitting in on the team.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness.
If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, guys. Listening to your childhood school stories, here's one for you.
Ooh.
I only ever skived off once and got caught out. As I said, I'd had a doctor's appointment in the morning, only for my dad to pick me up for a dentist appointment in the afternoon. What a div.
Same day?
The same day.
Wow.
The receptionist questioned my dad, in brackets, the receptionist was my auntie. By the way.
Brilliant.
So my question is, have you ever skived off school or what's the worst thing you did at school? And that's from Rob.
Oh, right. Well,
have
I
you?
Never skived. I never
Me
skived
neither.
Off school. Too
hey,
scared of it.
High five. High five. Yeah, losers.
Losers. Losers with a full attendance. Losers with a yellow attendance certificate.
100%.
I never got 100. I never got 100%.
Yeah, because you're a wimp.
Have I
you
never told you? I was pretending to be poorly. Mm. Have I not told you about the... there was a few things I remember that have sparked me memory here. In my junior school, mm-hmm. a lad got 100% attendance certificate for the full juniors.
No way.
One lad. He was in the year above me. I remember the assembly. He got 100% for the 4 years of junior school. He got a £20 WH Smith's voucher.
That's nice.
Now I was 9 years old. That was
big
cash
deal.
Cash money.
Yeah.
That was
cash money.
That was big.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was big news. I remember I had DT, so I think I must have been in year seven and year eight were in the same classes, then year nine we all went and were separate sort mm-hmm, of sets. Yeah. My form class had this really awful male contingent in them. There was a few lads in the form class who were just dicks.
Okay.
And if you were off for a morning, if you're off for a full day, you were knackered. But even in one morning, I remember being off. I had a dentist appointment, a doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. I came into DT. None of the lads speaking to was in the class.
Why?
Because they were fucking knobs. Absolute knobs.
Were they your friends?
A couple of them were, but then they would just follow the...
So they wouldn't speak to you because you were off in the morning?
Something would happen. Someone would talk about you. They'd slag you off while you were gone. They'd be like, he's not here. They'd all slag you off. And then it'd be like, let's not speak to him when he gets in. And they wouldn't speak
That's
to
really
us.
Sad. I thought only girls did that.
Bellend.
I didn't realise lads did that.
Bellends. If you're listening and you're in my form class, you know who you are. Bellend.
Arseholes.
I'll see you on my bike, bitch. I'll
get you. I was terrified of the wag woman.
The wag woman?
Did you not? What did you call... The person, well, it was just a woman for our school, our comprehensive.
Right.
They called her the wag woman. And if you skived school, she would come to your house and talk to your mum and dad. Yeah.
Sorry, so wagging is wagging off school. That's what people used to call it.
Yeah, sorry, wagging off school.
Yeah, wagging off school is playing
truant. Playing the wag, aye.
Yeah, playing the wag.
It's called a truant officer or something
like
that.
Oh, right, okay, there we go. Yeah. But you just decided to call her the wag woman.
Yeah.
Jesus.
She would come to your house. I mean, wow. I think she only did it with certain... members of school who were off all that. That's why I heard about, like, walking past Smoker's Corner, I'd hear, I are the wag woman's been speaking me marking, oh, I'm fucked, like, oh, yeah, man, I'm knackered, oh,
the
shit.
Wag woman.
So, obviously me, year eight me, walking around Smoker's Corner thinking, oh my God, I don't want the wag woman to come to my house.
How embarrassing.
Hashtag giz a blah, but no.
The wag woman. So, I remember when we had our school prom, we all went, everyone, like, all the 11s all went and got pissed afterwards. I think there was like loads of like parties where loads of people went to, but you know, me and a few mates just went to their one house. There's about four.
Chris.
Didn't know girls there. And we, just, why not?
So you didn't lose your virginity on prom night?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Although I did hold hands with my mate and we did like a wave with our arms and the wave went through my arm and then through his.
That's sexy.
Everyone looked at that.
That's good.
That was me moment. It was when I really knew the stage was for me. So I the next morning we went into school and we're all like, the whole thing was like, let's go in our suits still, mm-hmm. and like be like hung over in the corridor. And weirdly, the form teacher like sent me home. He was like, just go home. So we went back to my mate's house, like they sent loads of year 11s.
So did you actually do that?
Yeah, we went in the suits, stood in the corridor waiting to go into the form class, and then they sent me home. And then we went to my mate's house. My mate actually lived at the bottom of the school field, mm-hmm. and we went in his house. And then the rumour for the day was on MSN Messenger, and the rumour was that Mr. Byrne, the PE teacher, was out in the PE like rugby van rounding people up and bringing them back to school. And we like closed all his curtains and that and hid, and like the doorbell went. It must be the postman or something. And we were like, it's Mr. Byrne in the van, and we're like fucking hiding in that. It was
oh
class.
Man. Oh, I loved school, you know. I did. I really, really liked school, and
to be fair,
shit like that.
School was the worst. To be fair to Mr. Byrne, we once went to Gateshead Rugby Club, Gateshead Stadium, to watch, I think it was the Newcastle Falcons, mm-hmm. or something. We all went on this trip. It was a weeknight. And then we walked, I think they parked the van at Huath Metro mm-hmm. Station. Mm-hmm. So we walked like a mile and a half in the pissing down rain when this match had finished.
Gateshead Stadium at, like, midnight. Has a metro station, you know?
Yeah, but it hasn't got a car park.
Oh, sorry. Okay, parked. Yeah,
yeah,
sorry.
And we all walked pissing it down. And to be fair to him, he was like, I'm checking the names on the register tomorrow. Any of you aren't in because of this, and I'll be coming to get you in the van. So there was something in it.
He sounds like the dog catcher.
He also rang, him and his mom ran the tuck shop, so you didn't mess. You didn't mess. And they ran the school club. You didn't mess with them.
Are tuck shops still a thing? I think they got banned.
Have they been banned?
Jamie Oliver.
Really?
Mm.
God, I tell you what.
I know. Jesus. Loved the tuck shop at ours.
If it wasn't, he's tuck turkey twizzlers.
I know.
I understand that, Jamie.
He took kebab off the menu.
I get it. But the tuck shop. Come on.
Sacred.
Then again, I've told you about my friend who used to have £1.50 worth of things.
Yeah. Well, I had a rough few years because we were on school free school meals for a while.
So you couldn't get tuck shop?
I couldn't get tuck shop. I had no money. Nah, I didn't get any dinner money. So
all them 20 pences you were spending on cigarettes.
Yes.
Smoker's Corner, you could have got yourself 20 cola bottles. Serve you right. I say again, scum. Get the wag woman on you.
Babadoo, 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 ba. I've got one for you here. Mm-hmm. It's just really interesting, but I just want to state that I do not condone, like, domestic violence within relationships. I'm saying that really seriously.
Heavens above.
Okay.
This is like when a... This is really weird. This is like when a... Is this like your warning?
This is the warning before the story.
This is like on Sky when I'm about to watch a film and it's like, this film contains sexual scenes, drug references and violence.
Flashing
and
lights.
I go, I undo me belt.
Okay, well, I just want to say that again.
I don't undo me belt.
My word. Right, I'm just going to tell you it, okay?
Okay, this is exciting.
It's just really interesting and it's odd.
Okay.
And I just think it fits in with our podcast.
Absolutely. Odd is what I would say.
Yeah, but
and obviously,
still.
And obviously dull for you. But
Do not condone domestic violence.
Wow.
Not one bit.
Wow.
I think you're a dick if you do.
Wow.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
I have a little story you might enjoy. It's quite long.
I'll be honest with you, with Rosie's warning at the top, I don't know if I will enjoy it or not. I'm not sure.
Let's see.
Okay.
A few years ago, I attended a barbecue a friend was hosting. Mm-hmm. So to set the scene, it was a gorgeous warm day. The garden was mainly full of 20-year-olds happily drinking. It's obviously before COVID. People were allowed to touch each other.
Brilliant.
Remember. We were all eating and just having fun.
Can I pause it there for a second to just say, I do have a problem with the sentence, I was attending a barbecue a friend was hosting. Friend's barbecue.
Yeah, I was at my mate's barbecue.
I was attending a barbecue a friend was hosting. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Don't be jealous.
Listen, I don't like people who use big words and talk proper, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
They make us scared.
Listen, it's a posh barbecue. Right. It's on a friend's estate.
They were drinking Pims.
They had Pims and there was lobster on the barbecue.
Oh, God.
There was no sausages.
No.
No.
No burgers.
Nah, not a chicken drum. Not a chicken drumstick in sight.
I bet you no one shat in a hanging basket.
No, I don't think
not
so.
Not a proper barbecue. Carry on.
Okay, here we go. After 3 hours into the barbecue, the guy hosting the party, I think it was Boris Johnson.
Great.
Gave a nervous smile at an elderly couple walking into the garden. It soon became clear that it was his grandparents who heard about the party and decided to just, you know, turn up.
Oh, fantastic.
He seemed a bit taken aback by their attendance, but nobody thought much of this and welcomed the elderly couple. They're nice folk. Mm. Nice posh folk.
Okay.
Right? Now, they were easily in their late 70s, early 80s.
Got you.
The granddad was around 5'5" and quite chatty, with the odd insult he liked to add when speaking about his wife.
Fucking hell.
The grandma was around 4'11".
Quite Jesus!
Baby, I'll be that one day. You get tiny. Smaller, you know. The older you get smaller.
Okay.
I'm only 5'1". I'll be 4'11" one day.
Okay.
Good as I'll be.
Something to aim for.
Can't wait.
One day I'll be 4'11". You know what? I'm bloody sick of hitting my head on this sink.
And I need one of them little stools to wash my hands.
Oh. You already need them.
Dear listener,
you know there's a couple of cupboards in our kitchen that if I need to hide some sweets from Rosie, I can put them in because I know she can't get to them without pulling a chair.
That's really sizist. Anyway, right. So the grandma, stop laughing, yeah. was around 4'11", quite frail, walked with a walking stick and had the odd sideways glare she'd give her husband whenever he was speaking.
Heavens above.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not being funny. They've probably been together for a long time. God. However, man.
Yeah. Hey, I love that. I just like the idea that they're in the house arguing. They're like, hey, you know, the grandson's having a barbecue. Do you want to take this argument outside? Do you want to take this argument on the road?
Let's get somebody else's opinion about this. Gerald. All whilst the host looked extremely uncomfortable that his elderly grandparents had made the journey to the party. We found out that this pair had been married for nearly 60 years.
Gee whiz.
And when asked what the secret of their successful marriage was, the grandma came out with a story about how she'd kept her husband in check all these years. She explained how he used to work away a lot in their marriage. So everyone naturally thought she was going to say that the success to a happy marriage was time apart.
Yeah.
Oh, how wrong we were. She'd found out that her husband had cheated on her on a couple of business trips as he'd given her crabs when he returned from one of his weeks away.
Oh, and he hadn't even been at the seaside.
No.
Are
crabs an old thing?
What do you mean?
I thought they were quite recent thing. I thought they were like 90s.
What do you mean? What?
So people have been getting crabs for like years.
What? Made you think that they just magically came out in the
90s? I don't know.
Do you think crabs were the 90s COVID-19?
A little bit.
Everyone, look, shave your pubes.
Crabs are around.
What is this podcast?
I don't know. I don't know how we get onto this shit. Right, anyway, so he was working away. Yeah. He got crabs.
Wow.
After getting treated for said crabs, lots of apologising and promising on his behalf, the pair decided to work through their issues and stay together.
Their issues. I love that it's now her issue as well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, no, sorry, this issue.
Oh, I was going to say. Wrong. Right, I love that. Hey, you know, we're both to blame here. Oh, yes, I was my fault for catching them crabs off you.
It was when I didn't make your tea that night, wasn't it, that you thought, I'm going to get these crabs and crab you up. Oh, snippity snap. Okay, a month or two after the crab discovery, it was yet again time for her husband to take another business trip to the same hotel he'd had his affair at. The grandma explained how she wasn't happy about him going, and an argument took place while she was making tea. This time, however, the grandma, 4'11", a pure fury and anger I can only imagine, turned to her husband and stabbed him in the side of his abdomen with the knife she'd been peeling the potatoes with.
Good grief.
By the sounds of it, it was pretty deep and needed hospital treatment.
Wow.
I told you.
So that's the bit you don't condone?
I don't condone that at all.
I don't condone
but
it at all.
But then, just listen to the rest.
Okay.
Because...
Okay.
Just they stay together.
Obvs. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, obviously. You know.
Wow.
So, after receiving some stitches, the husband came home from hospital. No police involvement took place and the pair forgave each other for their behaviour and again decided to work through their problems.
Wow.
We all sat there in shock, mouths wide open, listening to how this frail little lady was...
I'm sorry, I forgot for a moment that they're telling this to 20-year-olds at a barbecue.
Oh, yeah, they're at the barbecue. Just retelling the stabbing story.
I stabbed him. I will have another pims. I stabbed him. Jeff, show them the scar, Jeff. There it is. There, with a potato peeler. We always joke that there's still a bit of potato in there as well, because he loves potatoes, don't we? Anyway, I will have another pims. Thank you, yeah. Fuck me.
Okay, so, are you ready? We all thought that this was the end of the story.
Mm.
How wrong we were. This is where I thought, I was like, I need to tell you this.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Her husband told us that when it came to his business trips, he promised to never cheat and he packed his bags ready to leave for the week. When he arrived at the hotel, he opened his suitcase to find his wife had packed the blood-stained shirt he had worn during the stabbing incident into his case.
God!
This was placed front and centre, all nicely folded, as a little reminder not to cheat.
She is cold as ice.
So grim, isn't it?
Oh my God!
To this day, the shirt has not been washed, and as the grandma said, it's a reminder for him to keep his dirty little prick in his pants.
Jesus!
She continued to place the same shirt front and centre for every trip away he made to this day.
Goodness me.
And then apparently at one point she walked over to the barbecue, hit him over the head with a walking stick and just walked past, got a burger. And
then
before the granddad left the party, just to clarify that the story was true, he lifted his top up to show everyone the 2-inch long scar on his abdomen.
My word. Wow. Hey, anyone listening, you think your relationship's a bit shit? It's not that bad, is it? It's not that bad.
I do like the fact that you put the shirt
she's
in
cold
there.
As ice.
I'm not going to lie.
She is a cold-hearted fucking sociopath. That is madness.
Again, not condoning this. Not it's grim as shit. It. Please. But I just thought it was very interesting.
She is a femme fatale, is what they would call her in film noir. Yeah. She is a dangerous female protagonist.
Mm-hmm. It does say here, there is a question with this. Have you got any advice for a happy marriage that won't end in a criminal conviction? And that's from Laura, by the way.
I think my answer is, stabbing's not always the answer.
It's definitely not the way. The answer.
It's not the way.
No.
Yeah. And maybe
it's a finger prod.
Maybe don't cheat and catch crabs.
Yeah.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Could use a dental dam.
Dental dams.
Maybe shave your pubes. I don't know. The list goes on.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
Not a question, really. More of an observation.
Fair enough.
Isn't it mad that we recoil in horror at the thought of a guest toothbrush, but put other people's genitals in our mouths? Hope you're both well. That's from Lara.
Wow. Wow.
It's a thinker, isn't it?
So if this is your first episode of the podcast that you listened to, last week we talked about someone offering someone a guest toothbrush.
It's true.
She has got a point.
True.
But there's a means to an end for the genitals
tell
in the mouth.
Tell me right now. Uh-huh. Would you rather put a stranger's genitals in your mouth or use a guest toothbrush?
How many people use the toothbrush?
5.
Can I look at the 5 people?
No. No, you don't know who they are.
What is this stranger like?
All right. Probably about a 7 out of 10. It's at a festival.
Oh, no. Toothbrush. Toothbrush all day. Toothbrush. What day of the festival?
3rd.
Nah, give me that toothbrush. Get that. Brush your teeth with Colgate.
Do your tongue and all.
I'll do my tongue. Do the lot. Do the full 2 minutes like the dentist says.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. My boyfriend and I have had conversations about whose name we would take if we got married. I want him to take mine because it's unique. However, he would prefer that we both just keep our own last names. As a compromise, he suggested we make our potential last name a combination of both. Ugh. This would mean it would be Marspatch. Marsh Patch.
Marsh Patch.
What's her name? Marshall. It's not unique.
Must be Marshall.
Or Patchy.
God
knows.
I can't
anyway,
it out.
I think this is extremely idiotic. I would have to agree.
Stupid.
But he thinks it is good. I am wondering whether you think it is dumb or not. Also, how did you both agree to choose Ramsay as your last name?
I can answer that for you.
Yeah.
Rosie was desperate to have an alliterated surname. Alliterated name. She wanted to be Rosie Ramsay. She would have married anyone. She literally would have married anyone as long as their surname began with an R.
It's true.
That was literally it. I totally don't think that the woman should take the man's name. I think if you don't want to, that's absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't be arsed with all the explaining. I couldn't. I think the reason we went with it is obviously because you were up for it and you wanted the alliteration. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't be arsed with the...
I'm quite traditional in that sense.
Yeah.
I think unless you had a really horrific surname, I think it's quite a nice thing. Maybe when you look at it on a bigger thing, and when I get me little feminist thing in the back, I go, well, why should the woman have to take the man's name?
Well, the man can take the woman's name.
Yeah.
Can you pick a new name? Can you pick a family name?
Well, see, I think that's a bit dickish.
Right.
I think...
Because we would have had to have gone with Lannister.
Possibly, yeah.
Or Stark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something
probably Lannister,
because
there's always been a debt.
But can you imagine... Right, I'm not being funny. We wouldn't be friends with these people.
No.
Can you imagine if we were at that wedding, right? Mm. And they were like, I now pronounce you Mr. and Mrs. Marsh Patch. And we'd look at each other and go... They've took a bit of each other's name. Yeah. Right, let's go.
And this
is horrific.
And they wouldn't tell any, and they'd like turn around and go like, eh, guys? And everyone have to go, oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
And it's the anecdote. It's the anecdote that would wheel it out. If you're listening, don't do it, because I know you'd wheel it out at every party. You'd be like, well, it's Marshpatch because she's Marshall. And I'll Cumberpatch. And we'll put them together.
that's so funny. Fantastic.
There's one friend who was like, I fucking hear this story all the time.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Yeah. No, don't do it.
Don't do that.
I'd
take each other's, or you know, who cares?
What would ours be? Wincy. Well, because I was Winter. You're Ramsay, so the end of Ramsay.
Ramter.
Oh. Ramd?
Ramter.
Oh.
Chris Vamter? Rosie Ramter?
You know, I want a bit of something else in us, so let's go with that.
You what? Want a bit of something else?
Oh, no, I didn't mean it, Christopher.
I got to get it, put it in you. With the feeling, don't stop, continue.
What song is that?
Keep
going, I like it.
No.
Keep rolling, rolling. No.
What the fuck? Why have you got no reference points? It's like someone made you in a lab and you got no. Limp Bizkit. In your head, you went, well, they were out at the same time ish.
What song was the Red Hot Chili Peppers one?
I don't know which one it was.
No. Gotta put it in you.
I gotta get it, put it in you.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
No!
I keep rolling.
Oh, God, I'm annoyed.
Am I pissed?
I don't know.
Oh, hey. Love you.
And I like you as a friend.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
Little quickie for you. Oh. Sexy.
Lovely.
Been a while. Do you prefer sitting on a cold toilet seat or a warm one? Obviously, cold seating meaning that it's fresh. No one sat on it just before you. You'll get that little, ooh, it's cold feeling. A warm. Someone's probably just got off it minutes before you. Basically, you're sitting on someone else's arse.
Right.
What do you prefer?
I have only ever sat on my home toilet seats. For years.
Oh, right, okay.
Years.
Well,
we're talking about public toilet here. I have not sat down on a public toilet since I was a child.
Or a works toilet.
Nah.
Well, speaking as a woman with a vagina who has to sit on the toilet.
What?
Did you
know? What? Ugh. Sounds unhygienic, but carry on.
Yeah, I've sat on warm ones and it's not pleasant.
No?
It's really sad, to be honest.
Sad!
No, it is. Because you sit down and you go, oh, fuck, someone's just got off this. Did I ever tell you about that? Have I said it on the podcast? Possibly, don't know. About the time when I was out in Leeds one night.
Okay.
And I was with an ex-boyfriend and the queue for the woman's toilet was massive.
Right.
And the queue for the men's toilet was non-existent.
Oh, you're one of these, are you?
Yeah, so I went in the men's toilet with him. Ugh. And I was a bit drunk. I sat on the toilet seat, got a wee, man wee, all over my thighs.
Man wee.
And my bum.
Man wee.
Chris, I had a rash the next day.
Really? Off man wee?
Off man wee.
Oh, man wee is
the worst.
Disgusting.
And it was one of them toilets where it was like, it wasn't even, didn't even have a seat. It was just
the metal rim. The metal thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't get that either. Oh. What are they trying to be cool and trendy? Or do they just not want you sitting there for long?
I think it's to stop people shitting. I think.
Really?
Possibly. If I had a nightclub, I wouldn't want people shitting me. I probably wouldn't have toilets if I owned a place like that. I'd go, honestly, me nightclub would be called Do It In The House.
No, you can't do that.
Every time, Rosie, every time I get on a train, if I go to London or whatever, if I've got the early morning train, not even that early, like if I get the 9 o'clock train or something, so people have had a bit of time, right? that someone always has a shit on the train toilet, and I want to honestly walk into the, I want to walk into the carriage mm-hmm. and go, right, who waited? You got up, you got ready before your shower, you could have had a shit. Why have you waited and shat on this train? You've not got a toilet in your house.
I've got IBS, you prick.
Fuck you. I hate it. I've said it before and I know I'm wrong, but I don't think you should be allowed to shit in public toilets. I don't think it should be a thing.
I think you're ridiculous because
I don't think it should be allowed.
Not everyone
shit
works
your
like
house.
That.
Shit in your house.
Not everyone's got time to load it up on the toilet for 40 Sick minutes a day, Chris.
It doesn't take us 40 minutes. I just stay there because I don't want to see you.
And that is the end of the podcast. Thank you for listening. Babadoo, 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 ba. Now then, thank you for...
Awful.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's Shagmound Annoyed, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Thank you very much, guys. As always, if you want to get in touch, at shagmoundannoyed@gmail.com. The book is available for pre-order now. We've nearly signed all the bastards.
I know, and...
And?
You can vote for us for Listener's Choice at the Podcast Awards.
Oh, yeah, British Podcast Awards. We are up for Best New Podcast. Been a year and a half, but whatevs. And Listener's Choice. Get it voted on there. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Do 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 do
do do do do do do. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.